The Democratic Alliance is heartened by the news that the Western Cape government is working proactively to expedite access to a COVID-19 vaccine in that province. We now call on national government to follow the lead and do the same. More than ever before, the time has come for South Africa's government to put our people first and to urgently secure a bilateral deal to expedite the arrival of the vaccine to our shores. Waiting for the second quarter of next year is simply not good enough. And even then, the number of initial vaccines on offer will only cover 10% of the population. Other nations have been able to do this. Why can't we? The nation of Colombia, a country with almost identical socioeconomic circumstances, has managed to immediately source a COVID-19 vaccine and has secured 19 million doses. Despite them being part of the World Health Organization's COVAX program, Colombia has realized that the obvious delays and shortcomings of this initiative and have opted for a bilateral approach to swiftly secure the vaccine for their citizens. The longer the ANC government delays access to a COVID-19 vaccine, the more lives and livelihoods our country stand to lose in this virus. The South African government is solely responsible for the life-threatening delay in access to a COVID-19 vaccine. Professors of vaccinology, doctors, nurses are all urging government to move towards obtaining this vaccine. Like many other emerging economies, South Africa needs to opt for a bilateral route. We have to put together an action plan to ensure that access to a COVID-19 vaccine for all South Africans is fast-tracked so that our country and our people can get back on their feet. We're proposing a number of steps. Firstly, that government urgently begins bilateral negotiations with as many other countries and pharmaceutical companies as possible, and with approved vaccine suppliers, in order to gain expedited access to a vaccine. Secondly, that the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority is able to complete the required vaccine approval as efficiently as possible. Thirdly, that government determine in detail how many doses of the vaccine are necessary and make necessary financial provisions for this. This would mean that there would need to be a urgent reprioritization of funds in South Africa to find approximately 20 billion to ensure that the entire nation can be vaccinated against COVID-19. Government also needs to provide a definite timeline now in relation to the COVAX participation, the date the vaccines will be here, and how many doses will be arriving, and how they're to be allocated. Government also needs to begin this week to develop a rollout strategy to, as quickly as possible, administer the vaccine to citizens who require it and identify which facilities will be used to store and administer the vaccine. Then they need to ensure that the procurement of syringes, needles, swabs, fridges and all other ancillary requirements for administering of the vaccine is undertaken. And this obviously is going to require transparency and accountability to prevent the corruption we witnessed in the first round of procurement. In addition to this, government has to begin a process of identifying the worst affected industries from lockdown to establish targeted relief programs so that strategic and important sectors of our economy can be protected and jobs retained. Blanket bans and closures and restrictions cannot be enforced unless all relevant stakeholders are consulted and the necessary relief is provided. The vaccine is now the only solution and the only alternative to lockdown, which is no longer a viable or sustainable means to curb the spread of the virus in our country. It is the only path for us to return to some form of normality. The new year has to bring new resolve to combat COVID-19. We need to save the lives of the citizens and give our economy a fighting chance to begin the long road to some form of recovery. We also believe that it's now time for Parliament to step up to its responsibility and through the creation of an ad hoc committee of the National Assembly to now deal specifically with the vaccine rollout program in South Africa. This will ensure that the people's elected representatives are able to receive regular reports on this process, interrogate progress, and exercise oversight to ensure that it is not botched more than it already has been. The new year must bring new resolve to combat COVID-19. We simply cannot remain in an indefinite lockdown throughout 2021.